interest in the media communications industry? Want to acquire the skills to be a disc jockey?
Hey, what's going on? My name is Richard Deal, on-air personality at Soul 106.3 and alumni of Kennedy King College.
How about a TV news announcer?
This is Cheryl Burton from ABC 7.
Sportscaster.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Giangreco from ABC 7.
A TV station manager.
This is Emily Barr, president and general manager of ABC 7 Television.
A traffic or continuity director.
Hi, I'm Michael Capriola, continuity director for Power 92.
Promotions director.
Hello, my name is Ricardo Rodriguez, and I am the promotions coordinator at Power 92 Radio.
How about a production director?
This is Scott Smoke and Sills, an original member of the Hot Mix 5. And you also may know me from V103 and WGCI, where I'm the director of production and imaging.
The new Kennedy King College at 63rd and Halsted offers training in these and other media communications courses. In just 2 short years, you can earn an associate in applied science degree in media communications that will set you up for good paying jobs and a career in the radio and TV communications industry. Call Kiana Battle at 773-602-5555. 773-602-5555. Registration is going on right now. Your future success starts at the new Kennedy King College.
We are Chicago's number one college radio station. 89.3 WKKC HD1 Chicago.
Play. I took the kids to the park today, enjoying watching them run and play, noticing how quickly time passes away, how fun it was for me back in the day. Remember your friends asking, can you come out to play? Holding your breath for what your mama would say, knowing you weren't obedient that day. Oh well, what can you say? You reap what you sow, you shall pay. But you must take time to enjoy the play. Children remind you the proper way that life should be taken day by day, play by play, and pray by pray. This is Just Lily, and you're listening to Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe on 89.3 WKKC. For more, you can go to my website at www.juslillie.com. No T, ebonically, Just Lily, that's me.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WKKC Radio, Kennedy King College, or the City Colleges of Chicago. 89.3 WKKC proudly presents Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program, daring to make a difference in our community. And now, here's your host, Dennis Snipe.
It's about a minute after the hour of 9 in the city of Chicago, and you are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, daring to make a difference in our communities, entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe, and we are about to begin. It is Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, daring to make a difference in our communities. Hey, do me a favor. Call your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your best friend, your girlfriend, your significant other, or who else I have may have left out of this list, and let them know that Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe is now on the air. And you know what? I got my voice back. Last week I couldn't talk, but we are doing it real big. The remedies work. Thank you, Mother Smith, Sister Anderson, for giving me all of the remedies, garlic and horseradish and all of that stuff. It did the trick. So we're doing all good. We're all good today. We're broadcasting to you from the campus of Kennedy King College, located on the corners of 63rd and Halsted, nestled in the Inglewood community. Well, what are we talking about? Hey, I'm glad you asked. We're talking about politics, religion, personal development, education, and then from time to time, we are highlighting positive people who are doing positive things in and around the city of Chicago. Now, if you have a burning question or if you want to get your space in line now, hey, pick up your Alexander Graham Bell and give us a call right now at 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-9552. At 9:50, it is Cassandra Griffin and Success and Satisfaction. We're talking about personal development, going to the next level, changing who you are to become a better person. That's at 9:50. And then we will be talking with a young lady from Angel by My Side. Now, I'm going to wait to give you her name. So we're going to talk about that on the second half of the show. But for right now, I want to talk to you about forgiveness. Now, for the most part, I've always heard that it's a good thing to forgive and It's a way of kind of cleansing your soul, and it's for mental health and so on and so forth. However, sometimes we have a really big problem with forgiveness. Now, one of the greatest characters of the Bible, Jesus Christ, said that we should forgive 70 times 7. But when you forgive, is it for you? Is it for the other person? They say that time heals all wounds, or does it really heal all wounds, or does it simply cover them up? A couple of quotes say this: anger makes you smaller, while forgiveness forces you to grow beyond what you were. If you haven't forgiven yourself for something, how can you forgive others? Forgive many things in others, nothing in yourself. Well, what does all that mean? Well, this young lady has joined me today, Miss Teray Holmes. How are you today, Teray?
I'm great, Dennis. How are you?
Good.
I am good.
Now, you know what? You're having a conference next week.
Yes.
A workshop. Okay.
Yes.
We had that conversation earlier. Workshop next week about forgiveness.
Yes, I am.
Now, what is it all about? Now, when we talk about forgiveness, for the most part, what are we really saying?
You know what, Dennis, you touched on just about everything that we'll be talking about, which is forgiving yourself and forgiving others.
Okay.
Because it's not just about, you know, other people, because if you can't forgive yourself, it's really difficult to forgive other people.
That's
and,
true.
And it goes hand in hand, you know, on both sides. And so when we talk about forgiveness, there's this quote that says, when you forgive, you set a prisoner free, and then you realize that the prisoner was you. Hmm. And we're really talking about freedom. Essentially, it's really about freedom, emotional and mental freedom.
Okay. Now, so needless to say, this forgiveness piece, it would transcend all lines of demarcation, whether it's something small, whether it's something big. But are there different degrees of forgiveness, or it's just one blanket piece, or how do you really get to the nitty gritty of it?
I mean, there are different degrees of you know, things that happen to us in our lives, and some are way more tragic than others. I mean, you have to forgive the guy who cut you off in line, you know, or the guy who, you know, cuts in front of you on the street. That's a form of forgiveness, you know, moving past that. But then there are people who have had some really tragic things to happen to them in their lives, and we don't necessarily want to look at it and say, you know, someone cutting me off in traffic is the same as someone, you know, stabbing me or shooting me or raping me or something like that.
Right.
But essentially, it's all about freedom.
Okay.
The moment that you let those things go, you're able to move on.
Hmm. So now, if it's about the greater good, mm-hmm. about getting to a better place of understanding and a state of being, then why is it so difficult initially? Is it because we're selfish?
I think it's a combination of things. I think that we get gratification out on some levels, okay? Mm-hmm. That we get gratification out of our story, telling our story, and having people to feel sorry for us, and having people to pity us, and things of that nature on some levels. And so I'm not speaking about people who have had, you know, really horrific things to happen to them, but we do. I think it's human gratification to talk about some of the things that have happened to us and to have people to sympathize. And because we all want someone to listen to us. So when we get to tell people all of the horrible things that have happened to us, we really do get to get sympathy and empathy from people.
Teray, I have another quote here, and it says, it really doesn't matter if the person who hurt you deserves to be forgiven. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. You have things to do, and you want to move on.
I mean, that's it. You know, back to the quote that I, you know, said earlier, forgiveness is, you know, setting a prisoner free and realizing that the prisoner was you. It really is that. And so you walk into a room and you think that, you know, this person knows that you're angry with them, that you can't stand their guts because of something that's happened, and they're carrying on with their lives. They're having a great time. They're at the party or at the picnic or the family reunion, and they're really excited and happy, and they've forgotten all about what happened between the two of you, and you're still holding on.
But you know what? We were the best of friends,
mm-hmm.
and he knew that was my sister, or it was only $50, and we've been friends forever. And you mean you let something like that come between us? I can't get past that. How can I get past that? You know, and those are just some of the examples of different things that we say.
Yes. And I understand that. And this is a thing. So I sort of explain it this way. So if you're holding on to something in both of your hands, right? So Dennis, you're holding on to something in your hands.
Right.
But I want to give you something. Right. And I want to give you something that's way more valuable than what you're holding on to in your hands. I can't give it to you if you're not willing to let go of what's in your hands.
Now, what about the whole piece of us being creatures of it's slipping me now. We gravitate toward things that we're familiar with. I don't know what you're trying to give me. I got what I have.
Okay, so this is what I'm trying to give you.
Okay.
What I believe is that when you forgive, there's something that you gain, okay? Whether it's love and affinity, whether it's friendship, better communication with that person, you gain something when you forgive. Because when you're not forgiving, you're losing out on memories being made. You're losing out on friendship. You're losing out on possibly money being made because you won't let something go. So the things that are to be gained, only you can assess that. What am I losing out on by not getting over this, not moving on? I'm losing out on something, and only you can assess what that something is.
So how do I get past the humanistic part of it all? That, well, I'm hurting.
That's what our workshop is for.
Hey, that's a good seg. You should be at radio.
That's what our workshop is for. You know, I think one of the things is first admitting that you're holding on to something.
Okay.
I mean, and that's like, that's through, you know, AA tells you that, NA tells you that. Admit first, you know, confess to yourself first. And then I think the next thing is determining what it is that you feel comfortable doing.
Okay.
Some people go and see a therapist. Some people go and talk to their pastors. Some people, you know, write a letter to that person to release it, or sit down and they talk to that person to release it. You have to determine what that thing is, but find a way to really release it, or come to our workshop next Saturday.
Okay.
And find some ways to release it. And what I find is that when you hear other people's stories, you will start to see sometimes that what you're holding on to is not even as serious or as tragic as what some other people are going through.
Let's kind of hit it head on here. Some people may say, well, going to a workshop or going to talk to someone is a form of therapy, and I'm not crazy, so I really don't need to deal with this or in that particular manner. I can just shove it to the back of my mind and forget about it and kind of lock it up because it really doesn't matter, and I can just get on with my life.
And all that stuff you just said equals crazy.
Okay.
All that locking it up, putting it in the back of your mind, shoving it away, all of that stuff essentially comes to the forefront. It comes to the forefront. And Dennis, you know, I don't know if you know why I started doing this workshop.
No, tell me.
I started doing the workshop because when I was young, before I was born, my father became addicted to heroin. And by the time I was 11 years old, my mother was addicted to crack cocaine. And so and I was the oldest child. And so having these two parents who had basically, as far as I was concerned, they ruined my life, at least the earlier parts of, you know, my life. And so I was holding on to so much. And at 21, I found myself having all these pains in my body. And I was going to I would visit this doctor and that doctor and this doctor. And they kept saying, there's nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. Well, Dennis, it was just stress, tension. It was anger built up in my body.
Wow.
And I really needed to let that go. And I didn't get that. I didn't realize that I was holding on to so much. And so, you know, after failed relationships and after going on jobs and still being angry and taking that anger and attitude with me to jobs, and I just realized that it was affecting all sorts of areas of my life.
Mm-hmm.
In order for me to really move on, number one, I had to talk about it and share it with other people, because there was no need to keep this to myself when so many people could benefit from it, benefit from the story.
Okay.
But I had to let it go because it was really like festering just illness in my body.
Wow. Now, I have a question. If I forgive, should I forget?
You can't forget.
You can't?
You can't. I don't think that, you know, should I forget? You can't forget. You're not going to forget. I mean, there are some things that that we forget because we just place them in the back of our memory and just forget about it. But essentially, it all comes back up. And you don't, it's not saying forgive and forget. It's just saying forgive. And, you know, you'll remember. And I think that forgiveness is a journey. It's not a destination. It's not that, Dennis, you did something to me and, you know, I move one step and then I forgive you and it's over. No, I'll probably see you and I might remember it. Someone else may say something that brings it back up, and I'll remember it. So it's this journey of constantly forgiving and sometimes constantly remembering.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, at times, considering that we're human and that we move forward and we go backwards, and is it possible to move from a level of forgiveness and kind of go backwards?
I mean, you can. You can. You know what? This is a choice.
Okay.
This is a choice. There are no, you know, hard and fast rules about it. Mm-hmm. It's a choice. Either you choose to or you choose not to.
Okay.
And whenever you make a different choice to say, I don't want to, I take that back, then that's your choice.
Okay. All right. And so you'll point that out to us during the workshop.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that, so my mom has been sober for 18 years or 18 or 19 years now. And so she'll be there, you know, with me on the panel. We've never been on a panel together.
Okay.
But I think one of the things that really helped me to get free was the fact that she talked about what occurred in her life so much. She was so open about it and honest.
Mm-hmm.
And because she was, it gave me sort of, you know, a lead way to also be open about what had occurred.
Wow. Wow. Now, if I am just working by myself to deal with a particular hurt or deal with an area of unforgiveness,
mm-hmm.
would it help if I had the other person to either talk or for me to talk to? Or is it? So I guess what I'm saying is that, is it a one person thing or a two person thing or...
It, you know what? Once again, there are no rules. This is the thing. My mom, when she first got sober, mm-hmm. I wanted to beat her up. I wanted to keep telling her how much wrong and damage she had done.
Okay.
I wanted to just keep throwing it in her face every opportunity that I got. But you know what she told me?
What'd she say?
She said, "You are not going to keep taking me back to the past. It's done. It's over with." And I thought that was so cold and so harsh because I wanted to be heard and I wanted to hear her say in some way, I did this. I was wrong. But I realized I was trying to make her wrong so I could be right about the situation. And one of the quotes that really from the Bible that really stuck with me and that really made me sort of get past this was to seek ye first to understand, then to be understood. Mm. I wanted her to understand me first. But what occurred was I needed to understand her. I needed to understand what took her there, what brought her to that point where she decided to make those choices. And once I understood that, then there could be some understanding on my part. Okay, this is what brought you here. I'm hurting. What do we do with this? But she wasn't going to say it the way Teray wanted her to say it. She wasn't going to give me what I wanted. So whether the person gives you what you want or not, or says they're sorry or not, it's still not about them. It's not for them. It's for you.
9:15 in the city of Chicago. You are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, Daring to Make a Difference in Our Community's Entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe. Today, we are talking about the power of forgiveness, an intimate talk between men and women. It's a workshop about forgiveness that takes place next week, Saturday, May the 30th, that's next week, after all of the hoopla from Memorial Day is over. And educator, author, and professional speaker, Ms. Teray Holmes, will be the keynote speaker and moderator of a panel of guests as we talk about forgiveness. Now, if you'd like to get in on this conversation right now, if you have a question or a comment, 773-488-WKKC, that's 773-488-9552. Teray, shouldn't I have it my way, or at least a little bit of it, considering that you've wronged me and you've put me in this difficult situation, you've hurt my feelings, the least that you could do is say that you're sorry or give it to me the way that I want it?
Dennis, life is like Burger King. Have it your way, okay? Have it your way. But at the end of the day, what are you losing out on? What are you missing out on? You know, I think about some family members, and particularly my father. He doesn't live the way I think he should live, but I've given up making him wrong for his choices. But guess what I get from that?
What?
I get to spend time with him. Last weekend, he and my grandmother drove up from Cleveland, Ohio, where I'm from, and my dad and I sat down on a Friday night in front of the television and watched a movie on pay-per-view and played Scrabble and just really had a moment to connect. Now, if I was still holding on to the fact that he's not living his life the way I think he should, if I was still holding on to the fact that, you know, I didn't have great relationships, you know, with men and I blamed him, I can't do that. I can't keep blaming him for any choices, any decisions that I made after the fact, or for the decisions that he made based on his illness or based on his, you know, his sickness or whatever it is. So, yeah, you get to have it your way, but you miss out on something. And I just don't want to live like that.
Do I necessarily have to have any type of religious affiliation as far as the whole forgiveness piece is concerned?
You know what? I don't even take it from that perspective. Of course, it says it in the Bible. Of course, you know, Jesus Christ told you to do it. But people come from all different religious, you know, beliefs and philosophies. I think forgiveness is a central concept. It doesn't apply to religion. It doesn't apply just to religion. It just applies to just being a human being who wants to live whole and healthy and who just wants to do good by themselves and do good by others.
I've got another question, Teray.
Mm-hmm.
I guess sometimes maybe the reason that we have a really big hang up about the whole forgiveness piece,
mm-hmm.
because we think that forgiveness and reconciliation is the same thing. Is it?
Oh, boy, now you're asking me a difficult one. You know what? I think to reconcile might require another person. Okay, that's sort of how I look at reconcile.
Right.
So you and I, we reconcile our differences and we move on. Forgiveness is not that. I can lie in my bed tonight and just decide to forgive someone and be done with it. Never have to talk to them. They never even have to know it per se, and we never even have to talk again. But if I see them, I'm not bringing up the past, the hurt. I'm coming to them open, fresh, new, you know, and just moving past it and not making people live in the past with us, because really that's what we're doing. We're living in the past.
Okay. All right, so now in order to forgive you, do I have to like you?
No.
I don't have to like
you. You don't have to like me. There are a whole lot of things you don't have to do.
Okay.
And one is, you do not have to like me. There are some people who I don't like, but I respect them. Okay?
But I still have to play nice, though, right?
You don't even have to play. Now, see, now you're being bad.
Well, I'm just trying to get all the cobwebs and stuff out of the way.
Okay, so let me tell you this. I'm not a professional. I'm not an expert. I will say that right off. I have experienced some things in my life that has caused me to come to this place. Okay? So it's your choice if you want to play nice. But if you don't play nice, I'm just saying to you what you lose out on. Because by not playing nice, there's a cause and effect of everything. And not playing nice, there's an effect of that. And that's your choice. I keep telling you, have it your way.
Okay. All right. So this whole forgiveness piece, it's not an encroachment upon who I am and my space, my state of being, or none of that?
No, you know, it's so funny. So I put this out on Facebook. Love Facebook. So I put it out on Facebook, invited some people. And as my numbers stand right now, half or a little over half of the people who are coming are men. Now, one of the things that when I had done this in the past, I always had it as an intimate conversation between women. Well, the brothers weren't happy with that. And they were like, listen, we want to be in on the conversation, too. What about us? Well, I didn't think you brothers felt that way. I don't know, because people look at forgiveness as this non-macho thing. It's this weakness. You know, you got to be weak or something to forgive. And so it's not that. And I'm realizing that as these brothers are really stepping up and saying, I want to be there. You know, and their numbers, they're like outnumbering the women. Well, I'm not going to say that, because then the brothers won't show up. It's half and half.
You know what? We've had this incredible conversation for at least 20 minutes, and we have not given the telephone number. Shame, shame.
Okay,
shame.
So the website is thepowerofforgiveness.net, thepowerofforgiveness.net, and the contact number is 773-616-2559. That's 773-616-2559. And I also wanted to say, Dennis, so tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., I'll be on Perspectives with Monique Carradine at 9 o'clock on Fox. So, and talking about this as well. So if they can
tell Monique I said hello.
Yeah. Well, I already saw Monique, but
that's right, because it's pre-recorded.
Exactly. So right. I'll tell her anyway though.
Okay.
But 9 o'clock on Fox tomorrow morning. Speaking of the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have everything to gain, but nothing to lose.
You have nothing to. Well, you got something to lose.
Oh.
You can give up being right and sometimes righteous. You can give up, you know, holding something against someone. So the things that you have to lose just aren't as dynamic as the things that you have to gain. That's all it is.
And no matter what it is, I'm and I can get past it if I want to.
If you choose to. You know, there was this man on this family on Oprah like years ago, and this is what I thought about. Their son had been killed by a drunk driver, right? Mm-hmm. And they forgave this drunk driver. Like, I mean, forgave him and said, we're over it. They hugged him. They were so happy. Then there was this other family where this young boy had hit their son in the head with a bat and killed him. And they said, we will never forgive. And they were crying and they were hurt and they just could not let it go. Well, the happier of the two was the one who said, listen, he's gone. Yes, you killed him, but we want you to move on with your life. They wanted the drunk driver to be able to move on with his life. So they gave him the gift of forgiveness. And the other family was just so hurt and angry and really holding on to that. So, you know, it's a choice, Dennis. It really is.
Okay. And so I guess I'm looking at it from the premise that, is it a possibility then when we don't want to forgive that we're being more selfish about what's going on within the scope than we are with what could possibly go on outside of that particular scope or sphere?
I think we sometimes don't even know. I don't think we know what could go on outside of that scope. I decided to create this workshop because I want to create possibilities in people's lives. I really want people to really let go so that we can get to some more healing relationships and loving relationships between mothers and sons and fathers and daughters and husbands and wives and, you know, children and parents. I really want us to get to that because our communities are really suffering. Our relationships are suffering. Marriages are suffering. And I think it's because we just hold on to so much from the past. I can't forgive my father for cheating on my mother. So I hold on to that. And then I repeat that. Well, you got to talk about it. You got to talk about it. You got to get it out and move on.
Okay. All right. If you could sum it up in one word as far as what you've gathered from your journey, your forgiveness journey, and culminate that into what you want people to know, what would it be?
One word?
Yeah, one word.
Freedom.
Well said. Freedom. Okay. Give me the website again.
Thepowerofforgiveness.net.
Powerofforgiveness.net. And it is thepowerofforgiveness.net.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And it is next week, Saturday, May 30th, at the Steel Life Gallery.
Yes.
Okay.
47th and King Drive.
47th and King Drive.
At 8 a.m. 8 to 9 is registration, and the workshop starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Continental breakfast and everything. Networking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have some dance, some music, live theater. It is going to be absolutely, I mean, amazing. Amazing.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes.
Okay. One more time for the web address.
Thepowerofforgiveness.net.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you so very much for coming out and sharing with us. You got to come back again. You going to do that?
Absolutely. I just wrote a book, and so I'm coming back.
Hey! What's the name of it?
It's called 20 Things Every Woman Should Do Before She Says I Do.
Okay.
Fun. Serious fun and all that.
Now, is it on your website?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're
all right. Well, we'll
out.
Wait till you come
but
back
I'm
so you give
back.
Us all the specifics.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we can even do a panel on that. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. That's the whole plan. We're taking this nationwide.
Okay. Good deal. Hey, we wish you the best. Please know that the door here at Focus Talk is always open. You don't have to knock. Just come on through. All right?
All right.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Take care now. You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC. We're going to take a pause for the calls. But once we return, we have more information. KKC.
Hey, baby. This is Bonnie DeShawn. And when I'm looking for the most interesting conversation about politics, education, personal development, and what's hot in Chicago, every Saturday at 9 a.m., I tune into Focus Talk with my good friend Dennis Snipe on Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC.
Most people think creativity has to do with artistic ability, but creativity goes beyond that. So, the next time you're presented with a challenge or opportunity, be creative. Think outside of the box or simply do things a different way. You'll expand your possibilities and make the process more interesting. Hi, I'm certified professional coach Cassandra Griffin, and this is your New Realities moment. For more information on creating new realities in your life, call 708-331-9725. That's 708-331-9725. Or visit www.newrealitiescoaching.com.
Have you always had an interest in the media communications industry? Want to acquire the skills to be a disc jockey?
Hey, it's 90 Devo the Freak in Puerto Rican on 92.3.
How about a TV news announcer?
Hi, this is Kathy Brock from Chicago's number one news station, WLS-TV.
Sportscaster.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Giangreco from ABC7.
A radio engineer.
Hi, this is James Kelly, assistant engineer for Power 92.
A media salesperson.
Hi, I'm Lee Montgomery, accounts manager for Power 92.
Radio program director or music director.
Hi, I'm Derek Brown, program director of V103.
How about a production director?
This is Scott Smokin' Sills, an original member of the Hot Mix 5. And you also may know me from V103 and WGCI, where I'm the director of production and imaging.
The new Kennedy King College at 63rd and Halsted offers training in these and other media communications courses. In just 2 short years, you can earn an associate in applied science degree in media communications that will set you up for good paying jobs and a career in the radio and TV communications industry. Call Kiana Battle at 773-602-5555. 773-602-5555. Registration is going on right now. Your future success starts at the new Kennedy King College. The Bridge Network International, Bridging the Gap, Ministries United Together present Welcome to the Bridge. One body, one God, one goal. Every Sunday, 9 a.m. at the Ford City AMC Theaters, 7601 South Cicero. The theme, No Fear, will be presented by Reverend Jackie Hood Martin.
If you've got fear, it's not God. When the Spirit of God resides within, and when the Spirit of God is upon you, there is no room or place for fear.
The Bridge is a new style church with upbeat music, encouraging messages, along with activities for all ages. The emphasis is on your individual spiritual journey. The Bridge is committed to bringing individuals and ministries together to make a greater impact in our world. The worship is designed to be a relaxed fit for every age. Come and be a member of the Bridge family every Sunday, 9 a.m. at the Ford City AMC Theaters, 7601 South Cicero. The Bridge Network International, Bridging the Gap, Ministries United Together.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Longtime listener. First time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My name, Khalif. You are listening to Focus Talk with Dennis Knight of Chicago's number one college radio station. 89.3 WKKC. Did everybody hear me?
Uh-huh. Everybody can hear you.
It's God-given. It's God-given.
Multiply the love cause division. Dennis Snipe on the mic to enforce the vision. Economical living or political decision. Artistry and even religion. More information than you getting on your television. Just take a listen, just take a listen. Education's pivotal and plentiful. Something to enhance the brain mineral. In between the 9 and 10 a.m. interval. Focus a fold, let go or take hold. No slowing down on this open road. Put the pedal to the metal and go, 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 go. He's showing us the ropes. Giving community hope when we don't know where to go. Focus. All around these streets, and if you agree to disagree, step to the MIC and speak your peace. Don't it speak your peace, cause if each one teach one, we all are reached. We can resolve the beef. Focus talk, food for thought, we all gon' eat. Focus, this is Focus Talk. Focus, this is Focus Talk. Focus, this is Focus Talk. Hey, hey, hey. WKKC with your host Dennis Snipe. Focus Talk. Hey.
933 in the city of Chicago, and we are right back at you. Focus Talk on Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC. Hey, I've got some news for you. The elevator to success is broken, so that means that you have to take the stairs. So no matter what thought or concept or idea that you have in mind, take it out, put it on paper, and execute. With that information in mind, classes are available here at Kennedy King College, one of the seven city colleges of Chicago. Just in case you want to change the rest of your life or possibly enhance where you already are in life, register for classes, 773-602-5000. That's 773-602-5000. Success begins here, one of the seven city colleges of Chicago. Hey, just in case you want to know what we're doing from time to time, you can log in to www.dennissnipe.com to check us out, see who we're all about, what we do, that sort of stuff. That's www.dennissnipe.com, or drop us a line at focustalk@gmail.com. And if all else fails, just pick up the Alexander Graham Bell, 312-409-9921. That's 312-409-9921. Well, next up, I have some information about an up-and-coming organization here in Chicago. It's a non-for-profit, and it is entitled Angel by My Side. Now, what is Angel by My Side all about? It's a non-for-profit organization committed to helping displaced children by providing ongoing support to kinship caregivers that have embraced the overwhelming responsibility of providing care as the result of a tragedy or special circumstances. Now, for the most part, I could possibly, you know, say a whole lot, but I have an incredible young lady who was here who can talk about it much better than I can. Don Mosley, how are you today?
I am wonderful, Dennis, and yourself this morning?
I am very well, very well. Thanks for coming out and sharing some information about Angel by My Side. Now, for those who don't know, how did Angel by My Side come about?
Actually, the vision for Angel by My Side was revealed to me as the result of the E2 nightclub tragedy. As we all in Chicago well know, that 21 young adults were killed, and collectively they actually left behind approximately 36 children. And in the event that the children came from a single parent household, who would now care for these children? The answer is, Dennis, a relative.
Hmm. Okay. So now, is it safe to say that a situation like that would be putting an enormous amount of pressure on a relative or?
Almost certainly. Okay. Not only the relative, but the child as well. As you can imagine, they would have possibly behavioral problems, grief, and confusion as to whatever the circumstance that actually placed them with that relative.
Okay. So, but now, the flip side of that, wouldn't it be better for that child to be with a relative who that's someone that they know as opposed to someone that they don't?
Most certainly, which is why we're trying to preserve the family unit while actually providing them all of the support services that they need to keep that family unit in place.
Okay. All right. But needless to say, that whole initiative is more than a notion. Because
certainly,
you run into a lot of difficulties and a lot of situations that you wouldn't normally think about, such as,
again, the behavioral problems, the grief and the confusion, the financial burden, the lack of resources for the kinship caregivers.
Okay.
And again, that is so very important because, again, we want to be able to help them through our programs and services, most importantly through case management. From whatever age that child is introduced to Angel by My Side, we are literally going to track them. We're going to know about the good. We're going to know about the bad. If they're not on track, we want to keep them on track, pull mm-hmm. them back, and just more or less make sure that we are the strong foundation in helping them to overcome the obstacles on their journey of life.
Now, for the most part, some would say, well, there are local and state agencies that are set up that would assist individuals who are caregivers, who are providing for other individuals. And why should it be, you know, so difficult when there are so many other programs that are out there that could provide those particular services? And why would there be a need for yet another agency to be the quote unquote middleman?
Well, actually, some of the agencies may provide only short-term assistance.
Okay.
Again, our goal is long-term. Angel by My Side. We're here for the long haul.
Okay.
Again, we're going to track the families and assess the needs from whatever age they come to us until adulthood. We're going to ensure that that child goes to college. We're going to ensure that those caregivers have what they need in order to help raise these children. We're here for the long run.
Now, how does Angel by My Side alleviate the bureaucracy that goes along with it? You know, because oftentimes there's a lot of red tape that may go along with it. And sometimes the individuals who have that the agencies are put there to help actually become entangled in all of the red tape and so on and so forth, and it's just a big debacle.
Well, actually, I think it'll assist us through our resource network as far as being able to provide ongoing providers for the counseling, for the legal assistance, for the health care, as well as job services for the kinship caregivers as well. Legal assistance is of utmost importance because, again, the caregivers will run into guardianship issues in which they will not be able to possibly register a child in school or make health care educational decisions. So, again, I think actually legal issues will be the most important thing that we'll be able to help with regards to our resource network.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned the network, so there are quite a few people that work along with you as far as making
this
happen.
Yes, we will be partnering, yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, what other services do you offer as far as programs and services that go along with Angel by My Side?
Actually, we will be offering the after-school program. And again, the case management, I can't stress that enough. Again, okay. Assessing the needs of the children and the families from whatever age introduced until the age of adulthood. I think that's what sets us apart from other organizations. We're actually going to be offering motivational sessions, which will be monthly, providing uplifting and fostering self-esteem for our teenagers.
Okay.
To ensure if they're having any problems or concerns that we can address those needs actually as well. Mentoring programs in which we're going to be partnering with churches, clubs, and things of that nature. Again, just to ensure that they have other children to talk to, you know, with regards to problems that they may be experiencing. We also want to tackle the issues with kinship caregivers as far as any needs that they would have in terms of any job placement, adult learning, life skills, computer training, things along those lines. Long term, we would want to have actually an athletic program for teenagers. In addition, what I hold passionate to heart would be our creative arts program. It's actually going to be threefold. It's going to be painting and drawing, creative writing. And what other organizations have not offered too much would be photography, which I hold close to my heart. So I think it's important,
really?
Yes, to introduce our youth to just the beautiful image of photography.
Mm-hmm. So now, in addition to that, are there other areas in which children who have been displaced need specific assistance that you offer?
Again, I think it would be most important as far as the motivational sessions.
Okay.
I think that will tackle, you know, a lot of the issues that they may have as far as, you know, just anticipating things that may come up, just uplifting their, you know, motivation and all surrounding that.
Okay. So at this particular point, and for the most part, young people, education, and the violence piece are all hot button topics, mm-hmm. as it relates to our communities, our neighborhoods, the city. What do you see would be a way out, or at least, and I know that we couldn't possibly solve it in the amount of time that we
right,
have.
Right, that would be another segment.
Exactly, exactly. But where do you think it should the healing should begin, or the most diligent amount of work? Where should it start?
Actually, I think our creative arts program mm-hmm. would most certainly provide a deterrence for any negative behavior and would allow the youth to just express themselves. And I think that's very important, especially if they are going through a traumatic time, to be able to express themselves amongst their youth. So,
okay. Now, the necessity of the whole creative arts piece, is it, one would say, well, wouldn't you know, the reading, writing, and arithmetic be more important than the creative expression?
Almost certainly, which is why we have our after-school program as well, to address as far as homework and any tutoring that would be needed as well.
Okay. All right. So now, what's on the horizon as far as moving forward?
Right now we're working through our 501c3 filing, but that has not stopped us from participating in many events this past year. We've actually participated in a literacy night. We've actually participated in quite a few book drives, as well as Winter Coat, women's suit drive, and we actually sponsored a children's lunch at a school most recently. We're hoping that our doors will open this year, hopefully in September. Again, grants and everything pending. And we actually, the top things on our list would be, again, focusing on the case management, the motivational sessions, the adult learning, as well as, of course, the needed resource network for our kinship caregivers.
Okay. All right. Now, earlier you had made mention, and I just want to reiterate these particular statistics. It says, according to the United States Census Bureau for the state of Illinois, there are approximately 213,465 children living in grandparent headed households, and yet another 75,362 children living in households headed by other relatives. Now, when you think about that, it's an absolute astounding number.
It is.
As far as the extended families. But now, hasn't that become pretty much commonplace for the most part in various communities?
Yes, it has.
Now, in your opinion, why is that?
Unfortunately, again, given the circumstances, as far as poverty actually plays a role in this as well. Mm-hmm. When a parent actually can no longer afford to care for a child or children, that would actually place them in that type of setting. And again, it extends not only just to the death of a parent, it extends to the incarceration of a parent, mm-hmm. a parent who may be on drugs and who can no longer care for that child. The placement does not necessarily have to be permanent. It can be short term. Mm-hmm. So again, it's just many factors involved.
9:45 in the city of Chicago. You are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, Daring to Make a Difference in Our Communities, entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe. And today we are talking to Ms. Dawn Woodring Mosley.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I got it right.
That's right.
Mother Superior would be proud. And Dawn is the executive director for Angel by My Side, an up-and-coming Chicago nonprofit organization committed to helping displaced children by providing ongoing support to kinship caregivers that have embraced the overwhelming responsibility of providing care as the result of a tragedy or special circumstance. Now, if you have a question or a comment, or if there's something that you'd like to add to this conversation, 773-602-WKKC. No, that's not the number. That's 773-488-WKKC. I went all the way back to 68th Street. But 773-488-9552 if you have a question or comment about our topic today. Now, Dawn, you made mention about those individuals or the parents of children who may have been incarcerated, so therefore they're not able to provide care for their child. Well, now, what happens when they return? Are there things in place that will assist them in assisting you once they return and they come back home?
We're actually developing a program that would address that need as well. Right now, we're just looking to focus to help those relatives that have actually stepped up to the plate to fill that immediate need to care for that child. But we mm-hmm. do realize that it will be circumstances in which will only be short term. And we will address that once that situation arises. But again, we want to provide the kinship caregivers with all of the help that they need and being that strong foundation to help that child overcome, you know, the obstacles that have been placed before them on their journey of life.
Now, what's the greatest need for parents or for individuals who are returning home?
Actually, just probably the emotional support.
Okay.
Yes, I would say the emotional support.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Now, give us your contact information.
Okay. Our website address is www.kinshipangels.org, www.kinshipangels.org. The telephone number is 773-592-5336, 773-592-5336.
Now, I'm sure that you're accepting volunteers.
Almost certainly. We always welcome positive people to join our circle of angels as we strive forward to make a difference, again, in the lives of the kinship caregivers.
Okay. Now, are there specific areas that you need assistance as far as, let's say that someone has a certain skill set?
Exactly.
That they would like to participate?
Most certainly. We definitely need people in the areas with regards to the after-school program, of course, always with mentoring and the creative arts, as well as the adult learning.
Okay, Good deal. Now, as we move forward and things change, it goes to a greater level, what do you see Angel by My Side doing in the next, let's say in the next 2 to 3 years? Where do you see yourself at?
Ideally, again, we want to focus on our teens and ensuring that they go to college, because that, again, is so very important. You have children out there with different skill set, different learning stages, and not all children are four-year university material. However, they would work well most certainly in within a trade school, and we want to build upon that. And again, not discourage them just because they're not four-year university material, not to discourage them to go to college. So that is of utmost importance, because again, they're our leaders of tomorrow.
Exactly, exactly. So the proper way, or well, the way to cultivate those particular leaders would be to start with arts and just get them involved?
Exactly, most certainly.
Okay, all right. And now, once we leave that particular area, let's say for the smaller children, would it be the same as far as getting them involved, or are there different stages or different steps as it relates to keeping the children focused?
I believe that it will probably be different levels. And again, just cultivating their mind and being that strong foundation, just letting them know that, you know, between the guardians, between us, between the school system, between the churches, that again, it takes a village to raise a child, and want to give them all of the support that they need to let them know that, again, we are here for you and you can overcome anything and make your dream come true.
Well, and real quick, what role does the faith-based community, the churches, play in your organization?
Well, actually, again, we're going to be partnering with the churches in terms of just motivational and uplifting, and just making sure that they have a strong Christian foundation.
Sounds good. Now, you know what? One thing we did not mention, the areas in which you serve.
Actually, yes, we will be on the south side of Chicago. The areas will be Roseland, Pullman, Riverdale, South Deering, and Chatham. Our offices will open in the Roseland community.
Okay.
But those are our targeted communities.
Now, how soon can we expect to see you out and about in the community doing what you do?
Hopefully by September.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. Give us your contact information once again before we go.
Okay. Again, www.kinshipangels.org, 773-592-5336.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Don, thank you so very much for coming and sharing some information with us. We look forward to hearing about all the wonderful things that you're doing in the community, your growth and your development. And we look forward to seeing you back here on Focus Talk.
Thank you, Dennis.
All right. And as I say always, you don't have to knock. Just come on through. All right. Thanks a lot. You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC. Don, you're going to stick around with us for a little while so
Most
we can take
certainly.
Pictures and stuff?
I will.
Okay, good deal. We have one segment left, and that is Success and Satisfaction with Cassandra Griffin. Hey, Cassandra.
Hey, Dennis. How are you today?
I am very well. I had a great show today. I had some really incredible people. I learned some things, and I am prepared to move forward. What do you think about that?
I think that's a wonderful plan.
I am being with what is. That's what I'm doing.
Yes, you are.
That was a pretty good seg, don't you think?
I think so.
Hey. Go ahead, Cassandra.
Being with what is, that's a little bit of a twisted sentence, but the reality of life is sometimes we have situations and circumstances in our lives that we wish were different.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we can't necessarily in that moment or as quickly as we would like change them. So sometimes we just have to be with what is. I know I overheard your last guest saying something, you can overcome everything. And a lot of times you can. Sometimes it just takes time. So there's that span where you just have to be with what is. An example that came to mind is a lot of people, due to the economy, are having to be with a different way of making money, or maybe not even having income at this point. And so they just have to adjust to being that way until things get different.
What if I don't like the way that it is, Cassandra? Do I buck against the grain? Do I go against the whole scheme of things because I don't like it?
Well, I mean, what I'm thinking about is that sometimes there are going to be things that you don't like.
Right.
And, of course, you can continue to try to change your circumstances and situations. And, however, in the moment, sometimes you just have to accept that this is what I'm experiencing with right now. I've lost my job. Or the doctor gave me a diagnosis I didn't want. And so there is a period where you're just going to have to accept that that is the reality put in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, That's what I was talking about, accepting the moment for what it brings. It may bring some emotions when you have to accept, oh, my goodness, I don't have income, or, oh, my goodness, I have this health challenge. So you have to just accept for what it brings. It could also bring opportunity.
Hmm.
You know, maybe the job loss is not what you anticipated, but there is something that's available for you. Maybe it's a different career choice. Maybe it's more time with your family. But you have to sort of accept what it is and be, you know, continue to be with what it is.
So yes. I have to embrace it and just celebrate the situation, make the best of it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, make the best of it. I wouldn't necessarily have to celebrate having a negative health challenge. But you may want to just accept, let me look totally at this thing. Maybe not just at the doctor's words about this particular thing, but what else this may offer me. Maybe it will help me to reduce my stress in my life. Maybe this will help me to get an overall healthier outlook on life if it's a health challenge, if it's a financial challenge. Maybe it's an opportunity for me to simplify my life. So it's a matter of being with it, finding strength in what it is, because
right.
you will find that you're able probably to do more than you thought you could when you're challenged with a situation that you may not actually embrace.
Okay.
And then put the moment in perspective, saying, this may be happening in this area of my life, but I have a broader life, a wider, more expansive life, and other things are going the way I want them to.
Sounds like a plan. Mm-hmm. Now, Cassandra, I know that there are plenty of people who are listening and would like to get more information about how to deal with specific situations and who would like to possibly enroll in a self-development plan. Can you help them out?
Absolutely. I look forward to it. And my phone number, 708-331-9725.
Uh-huh. Once again?
708-331-9725. Or go to the website, www.newrealitiescoaching.com.
Sounds like a plan. Cassandra, in closing, I wish you success.
And satisfaction.
We'll talk again real soon.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it is time to go. I have truly enjoyed today's edition of Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe. I hope you have as well. We ask you to stay tuned for The Consumer's Eye with Derek McNeil and Charles Young. Hey, I would like to leave you with this. No matter where you are in life, only you can change where you're headed. If you don't like the place, the situation, the state of mind that you're in, no one can change that but you. Success and happiness are decisions. So decide to be successful and to be happy. Hey, this is Dennis Snipe. Until we meet again next week, stay focused.
You've been listening to Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program daring to make a difference in our community. With your host, Dennis Snipe, on 89.3 WKKC, Chicago's number one college radio station.
Daily College, 7500 South.